Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Amongst the many advertisements published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, November 15th in the year 1808, these paid notices give a brief, single glimpse into the lives of those persons held in bondage on this island. The advertisements deliver specific information to the reading public, enlisting assistance in recovering their runaway property or in divesting themselves of said property. Was this simply a casualty of doing business? As evidenced in these ads, the lives of the enslaved were fraught with instability and separation, as the reality of being sold by their owners was always imminent. They were considered property, and property that could be easily disposed of. Therefore, regardless of family connections or structure, their lives were impacted by the whims and fancies of their owners. Their fate could also include being sold off-island. 181 years after Barbados was settled by the English, and 30 years before full freedom, these circumstances were still the modus operandi and a real part of the fabric of standard social life. From the 1780s, the British government sought to legally improve the lives of the enslaved, including the non-separation of families, which was vehemently fought against by the local parliament. This Tuesday newspaper was replete with ads concerned with the recapture of those categorized as runaway slaves and the sale of others. In one such ad, one Moses DePisa called on the public to help with the apprehension of his Negro slaves, Qua, a carpenter by trade, and Patience. He warned against anyone hiring them and threatened that the full force of the law would be used against any such person. He also included the incentive of a reward, which was offered for their return. In another ad, through contact with J.C.P. Armstrong, two coopers, a butler, and as the ad states, an excellent washerwoman were advertised for sale. Did Qua, Patience, James, the coopers, butler, and washerwoman enjoy family connections from which they would be severely missed if separated? While merchandise such as clothing, food items, household goods, cattle, paving stones, houses, and buildings were put up for sale in the newspapers across the island, the sale of those within the enslaved population were also advertised among these other goods, showcasing the uncertainty and ill concern of those considered as the quote-unquote lower orders, trapped in a system that disregarded their humanness. Therefore, on this day, November 15, 1808, public advertisements exposed the nature of a system that refused to ameliorate the plight of its hostages.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.